question would be that then what you would say concerning a clear minority view, that the church for 2,000 years primarily, and maybe for 1,700 years, that the church, most all the translations without question, with all the great revival movements, all the great, you know, leaders along the way, that all the councils, all the creeds, they're all wrong.
No, I think that's a gross oversimplification of the situation, don't you?
Well, all of them.
I mean, it's not like every council was on the Trinity. You know, you have the Apostles' Creed, which I can 100% sign off on. Then you have this evolution that occurs, first with Nicaea, where the Father and the Son, it's almost like a Binitarian creed, and they just sort of tack the Holy Spirit on the end, and we believe in the Holy Spirit. Not until 381 do we have a worked-out theology that the Spirit is actually hypostasized, or, you know, becomes a person, and then you have the three, but you don't have the dual natures yet. Not until 451 do you have the dual natures worked out. And that evolution of Christology, I think, and scholars and historians will back me up, is an evolution away from the Jewish context of the New Testament and primitive Christianity. I don't need to say that all Christians are going to hell because they believe in the Trinity. I'm not the one that makes that decision. But I think it does come perilously close to idolatry if you are worshiping three who are God when the Bible is emphatic that Yahweh alone is God. However you work that out. I would just not want anyone to think that I'm condemning, you know, all masses of church history and so on. You know, a lot of the councils were on other subjects. Like,
and you don't negate those. That's the issue, is you're only negating the Trinity. And again, the reason...
Well, it's not my job to negate. It's just my job to discover what the Bible teaches. I'm not trying to...
But you have, again, there's no question you have not proved your point. The Arians didn't, the Apollinarians didn't, the Nestorians didn't, the Jesus Oneness did, have not, the Jehovah's Witnesses haven't, the Mormons haven't. And the warning is, again, it's always seems to be in cult movements,
Do we have to move to the cult language? I mean, can we not be a little more respectful of each other here? I think if I'm right, I should be calling you a cult, but I would never do that, Russ. I have too much respect for you as a human being to label you like that.
But it doesn't negate the issue of real doctrine. It doesn't negate, there's no question that I can love you and say I love you, but there's also, I love God and I love the truth. And there's no possibility in what you've brought to me, I mean, even Jehovah's Witnesses have been stronger about it, that in the slightest sense turns me.
Right. Yeah, I see that.
In the slightest sense. And there's no question, again, that, you know, because you didn't answer the question about then all of the, you know, when I say, you mentioned the NIV, all the translators were Trinitarian.
Right.
So were the King James. So were the Coverdale. So were the Geneva. You know, go to the Chinese Mandarin or the Cantonese. Go to the Punjabi.
We don't depend on a translation. We have the Greek. We have the Hebrew. I think that the translations are beautiful. You know, they all agree with each other 99% of the time.
Well, 90% of all the world, you know, Chinese, American, so forth, they don't have Greek and Hebrew. God, obviously, in the unleashing, unless we were supposed to all become Greek and Hebrew, you know, in our speech. Obviously, this translation, like I hold a translation, there's no question to me, it's the Word of God. I believe in the infallibility, inerrancy. I believe in the not only the initial inspiration, but the providential protection, the illumination, the transmission, even in the variants of the Greek and whatever else. It's the most astounding work in the human history. To have a New Testament that has 5,565 manuscripts that back it, that nothing comes close to. So a translation.
I don't have a problem with the translation, though, Russ. I grew up on the King James, and I grew up, looking at the text. I have the New American Standard I've read through, the New English Bible, and I don't find any of these Bibles compelling to believe in the Trinity. It's not an issue of translation whatsoever. It's an issue of
interpretation.
But you're